Hi, I'm Stephen Tries. Welcome to the top 10 moments of the Stephen Tries podcast, series 2, my redemption arc.
Hello there, my name is Ryan Locke.
Don't need to introduce myself, really. You know, I'm the sexy one.
Hello, this is my video for the top 10 moments.
It's me, Dave.
Tom Cooney. We'll go again.
To talk about my top 10 greatest moments.
In at number 10, it's Sexy Albinos.
What? See ya. No.
Some Africans believe that having sex with an albino helps cure HIV. This has contributed massively to the spread of HIV.
Oh, God. Why would they think that?
Yeah, it's absolutely awful.
What's that based on?
A lot of it's based on...
Sexy albino.
Well, it's men, isn't it? Because it's like, oh, fucking men. Is this going in? Is it okay? It's going okay. All right, it's...
Was this your favourite quip of the year, sexy albinos?
No, it's no one's, apparently. Just making up the numbers.
I was in the middle of talking when Cam made that comment. Completely fucking ruined my segment.
Tom Looney was banging on about some depressing shit. We needed some comedy. He hadn't thought of that. He was, on paragraph 3 of something horrific in Africa.
Sexy albinos was... Excuse me, no.
Would you like to have a sexy albino on the podcast?
Ooh, yeah. We can make me the sexy albino if you want. It's sex. Albino, is that just like white and skinny?
How has Cameron done on the podcast?
How has Cameron done? From behind? No.
Cameron's very good. I know here, I'll probably give him a chub on here and there. Narcissistic little prick.
He's not afraid to take the piss out of me, which, you know, after having a long conversation with him, we're okay with now.
He doesn't talk as much as he used to. I think he's... He used to enjoy talking at great length, but now he's a bit more quick-fire.
His stories, they tend to go nowhere, but, you know, at least he's telling stories, unlike me.
At number 9, it's Little Toilets.
Little toilets on the dusty road.
I noticed at little schools, they got little toilets.
Yep. So she had to wank off a pig for the thing. So I think they do actually have to do it on the farm.
Oh, you went to school on a farm, didn't you?
You weren't told to do that.
Yeah. Well, some of us anyway.
Yeah, optional.
Yeah. That would have been weird, wouldn't it?
It would have. You're not wrong, Dave.
That's the biggest understatement.
Would have raised a few eyebrows at Ofsted. Are the children sucking off farm animals out there?
Never mind that. You want to see how small our toilets are?
Oh, fuck off. Everyone enjoyed that.
Having spent so much time with Joe recently, following other ventures, I'm finding bestiality to be a bit gauche. So little toilets would have made it higher, but contextually, I can't say much more.
Leave it! What are you chewing on? My New Balance. Fuck off.
You talk about Tom's performance this year.
Yeah.
And do you worry he's getting too loony?
Too loony, yes. Tom is a crazy character.
First season, you know, it was Tom that I didn't know, you know, and then now this season's come out of his shell, he's much more funnier, he's much more confident.
I think the previous year there was a lot of, Tom's boring, Tom's a waste of time, a waste of space. And then when I start making those comments, I think the more positive ones came through.
Just wait for 2022. This could be my year.
Thoughts on Tom Looney's celebrity gossip?
I love it, it's my second favourite segment. Just like he has absolutely no idea what he's talking about.
You know, unless we say Marilyn Monroe or JFK, he hasn't got a fucking clue who a celebrity is.
Wait, are they on Mount Rushmore? Oh, I don't know them then.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to work on that this year.
In at 8, it's Stephen and the Beans.
Last week there was a little bit, well, not a slip up, it was just that the location was England. which put Max, Tom, Dave, myself for about 10 seconds into stitches. Afterwards, it was stated that Max has got himself a top 10 moment though already, which upset me because I wanted a top 10 moment. Barely in it last time. No. So get ready for this, guys. Stephen's top 10 moment when he poured beans on his head. What am I like?
That's insane.
I'm bonkers.
Right.
What just happened?
I don't.
What just happened then?
I mean, I'm
absolutely gobsmacked.
So, right. Guess the location.
This was the most requested top 10 moment, might I add, by the great viewers, but the fucking clueless colleagues, co-workers have given it no respect.
And then you compare that moment to Del Boy falling.
In fact, I guarantee you're not going to see anything from Only Fools and Horses in this top 10, but you're going to see the beans bit, so ipso facto, which one's better?
Stephen's sole inclusion to him falling through a table and pouring beans on his head. Is it time for him to step away from the podcast?
No.
No, without Stephen, we'd all just be running around like headless chickens. He keeps us grounded, keeps us normal.
No, I mean, look, he's a conductor, is Stephen. he shouldn't try and force it.
I'm too busy focusing on everyone else, you know, making sure Joe hasn't got his dick in a plug socket.
Beans. Buck loves beans. Baked beans. Fucking hell.
Coming in at 7 is Count Silla.
No. I tell you two crazy facts. I tell you them right now. The first one is his hair fucking reeks, and the second one is Max actually FaceTimed me to set this up, and I have to say he's pretty fucking fit. Oh, he's proper naughty. I love him.
I didn't know vampires were blind.
He's as sexy as that hair's stinky. He's got some of that stank on it. Oh boy.
You go for people that are attainable, don't you?
Yeah, ask your dad. Tell me one of your problems, Tom. Yeah, you need to get your head sorted out. Fuck me. There's no help in there, man. Especially not with the stuff on top of it. Oh, stinky. Ooh.
I thought that was the joke.
What?
I thought it was the joke initially. And then.
Yeah. I didn't get there as quick as you, Stephen. All right?
You didn't get there at all.
Well, I did, because I said it, didn't I?
There's only three words to describe Counselor. Creepy as fuck.
You know, you forget all your own problems when you witness a massive one walk in a room. And she stayed there for quite a while.
I like it when a Max character comes for me. And I can come back at them.
She spoke about his potent hair follicles. But she herself, stank of shit.
Very fit. Very sexy.
Was she your favourite character?
My favourite character is probably Mr. T's in the 100K special was probably one of the funniest.
Hey Cam, if your driving was like your football, then you'd be dead in a day.
Where do you think Scylla is now?
If the funds have cleared, she's waiting back at my pal.
I think most of these characters meet a grisly end.
If the funds have cleared, she's waiting back at my pal.
Number 6, the Spotify prank on Dave. I've kept this under wraps for quite a while.
Ooh.
A little bit special. Lo and behold, we've got our Spotify deal. Get on it.
We deserve it.
Well done.
Bloody do.
Well done. Could be prouder. Could be prouder.
1 hour later.
Steve.
I lied about the Spotify deal.
fuming. I've just caught on.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Never mind. There you go.
Did you feel bad when he was celebrating?
Oh, not at all. No. Why would I feel bad? It's great content.
Look at every comment. It's about your fucking laugh, mate. Spotify don't have the exclusive rights to that.
He didn't even get it until like a minute after when everyone had stopped laughing at him. So yeah, just brilliant scenes all around.
Was this the worst prank you've had?
Nah. The chilies. That was terrible. That was horrible.
Bernie mouth. Bernie mouth. Bernie mouth. Bernie mouth. Bernie mouth.
Bernie mouth.
Well, it's been a fucking laugh.
Don't go, Bernie mouth.
What do you make of the evolution of Dave over the second series, from golden child to farting on the floor?
I thought you were going to say, what do I make of the evolution of Dave? He's finally a member of the human race.
No.
He's still somewhere stuck around Homo erectus, isn't he?
He's funny, Dave, because if you read the comments, he's quite divisive. People hate him when he's there and pine for him when he's gone. I think Dave's great. His stupidity is so organic.
At five, it's Joe and his dogs.
Me and Buck were fuming at it, like fuming. Where were we, mate?
I'd rather die.
Just imagine if I killed him and then the detectives came around and said, we got some leads, and he just shut back up.
He said, we've got some leads, and it's Joe's cupboards. Leather ones, studded ones.
We need to bring the canine unit in.
Fuck's sake.
I'd say we've collared him, but he already took care of that himself.
Why do you shag dogs?
What have you made of Joe on the podcast this year?
Fun, mostly. Just made relentless fun of him.
Yeah, Joe, it's refreshing to see a new massive forehead on the podcast.
He absolutely deserves it, whether it's his boldness, his weird wanking stories, incompetence, fucking dogs. There's a number of things you can come at Joe with.
You don't call your dog Buck, you know, without... There's some thought that's gone into there. No, I said Buck. I guarantee us. I said Buck the dog, yeah.
I brought a witness here today for it. Do you think there's any truth in it? Buck, any truth in the matter? What is that? Leave it. A bit of plastic. Buck, your dog mates... Have we ever done anything inappropriate to them? The silence is deafening, isn't it?
It's disgusting. But it's not the worst thing about Joe. I'd say the worst thing and the biggest crime is incompetence.
Hey.
Oh my god.
Fucking idiots.
Fuck me. Amplified by his new fucking microphone as well.
Volume on because headline news jingle I forgot to turn off.
Don't
blame headline news for your shortcomings, Joe.
Number four, Ryan's mum.
Hey! Fun how many people you do that.
Max, can you talk to me about...
Yeah, I actually use this condom to fuck your dad.
Yeah.
You know me?
Dave.
This is the condom I use to fuck your mum.
Go on, what?
I use this to fuck your mum.
Right. Well, you know, at least you finished. So, go on then. Who was it? Who fucked my mum?
You got to figure it out.
Oh, right.
We've got the evidence. It's actually you, Ryan.
Fucking
that
hell.
Is the most disturbing image I've ever seen.
Oh my god. Oh, mate, it's disgusting.
Oh my
fucking fucked his own mouth.
It was you, you silly goose. That's literally, it looks like. Oh.
Wow. Another person fucking a dog.
Rah, now this was one of my top moments. This was the funniest thing ever. It seems to be really comfortable for Ryan. Like some sort of cathartic release. Like, I imagine if I actually did that.
Did Ryan take it too far on the Christmas special?
Yes.
Yeah. 1 year I got carpet burn. Like,
oh, I love that game. On your head.
I was there. I was so excited.
Yeah, I was
so excited. I was rubbing like that. And I was like, this is a good feeling. My mum was telling me to stop doing it.
I said, shave, mum.
but I didn't listen to her.
No.
And then I fucked her.
What did you say?
I think one of the last the Christmas podcast was mainly incest. With a hint of Christmas.
I think it says a lot that on the podcast
we can find the funny side of it.
Right, do you know what? It's scary as well. Like, my mum's just started listening to these podcasts, and she's sort of, I think she's just coming up to the end of the first series. So, in about 3 months' time, I'm going to be having awkward conversations with my mama.
In at three, it's Ryan's crying about Max.
People that don't have certain vegetables, such as mushrooms, celery, courgette.
Go fuck yourself, courgette. Why That's not? Clearly a fucking dig
do,
at me.
Do you not like courgettes?
I fucking hate courgettes.
This is, like I say, it's personal for me. I don't like stripes on my clothes.
Fuck me. Stripy jumper, get fucked.
No, I wasn't thinking of
this stripy jumper. This striped jumper cunt won't eat vegetables.
Yeah, just I don't like just not a fan of it.
Yeah. Not a fan of your forehead, mate.
Brilliant. Original. And last but not least, I fucking hate people that look like they smell but don't.
All right, let's just fucking move on, please. You fucking dopey twat. How fucking dare he?
Dark days on the podcast.
Big fan of this. Always enjoy Max getting wound up. It's great if I can be doing it, but on the days that I can't, I love it when other people come for him.
It was great because I often thought before that Ryan's crying. I could tell he was holding something back and he finally let loose that week.
What's your thoughts on Ryan's crying?
At first, I thought, oh, this is similar to Dave's raves or Joe's woes. But then I realised Ryan's crying is actually better than all of them.
It's just a trio of morons banging their heads together. See what shit falls out.
He's trying to be like me, be like Dave's raves. No one can overthrow the king. I suppose he's won all these rounds that we've done and I haven't won a single one, but you know, I'm doing him shit so he can feel good about himself. But
what's your least favourite thing about Max?
God, he looks like he stinks but doesn't.
Pretty much my least favourite thing about Max would be his terrible editing. Like my mum's fan, ain't it?
In second position is the three Mexicans.
We just think you should do effort, man, into your segments, man.
You need to turn a corner, man, before it's too late.
That's a lot of
I've been deported, man. You want to end up deported, man?
I used to be on a podcast called The Basement, man. And then I was like, no.
You come to
that was
be
some
about
bad
Auburn,
shit, man. I heard it, man.
Yeah, it was crazy shit, man. I was breathing too heavy on the mic. Now we edit the Happy Hour podcast, man.
Yeah,
doing
man.
Compilations of favorite meal deals, man.
Your content bad.
Make your content bueno, man. Bueno, the
bueno,
point,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, man. You fucked up, man.
I feel like I'm fucked up, yeah.
You made us come down here, man. Put your wrongs right, man.
Hey, hasta luego, amigo. Three Mexicans, you know?
Really, I really enjoyed this one. It was a nice fun accent, nice character, not racist at all.
And I've been accused of being a racist, so, you know. Ooh, hit and miss for me.
What was that whole shtick? Oh, let's have a go at Max with having a shit segment. All right, well, get in line. Because everyone else has got a shit segment as well. Dave Raves, I mean, you know, he's done water. So, you know, where's the three amigos then?
Do you want the Mexicans to return?
Absolutely. But the thing about me is I'm so laid back and chilled that I've never mentioned anything wrong with the podcast to anyone. I need the Mexicans to come back and do my dirty work. Not that they're cleaners.
They were warning Max about his performance on IMAX. Did he learn?
I think IMAX has been through that many different evolutions. It's beginning to resemble Dave.
Give it a couple of weeks. I'm sure there'll be another segment that's died on its ass.
Do you think it helped increase viewers in Mexico?
100%. How could it not? Bueno.
And at number one, it's Brian Spieth.
Oh, watch it, what's the curtain, please?
Hello!
Hello?
Hello, mate!
Who are you?
Brian Spieth!
Brian Spieth?
Brian Spieth!
Nice.
Fucking local ad man.
I think I've got your name wrong.
What?
I think I might have to go again, Brian. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go. Nice to meet you all.
No, stay, Brian.
My brother might be here soon.
What's that?
Hello? If I'm the call for Brian's cops. Well, you got him. Local hard man. Have you
what's
got
the, what's the hardest thing you've done?
Fucking
so. From walk up the stairs.
Yeah. It's funny because of my bad ankle.
And getting past those curtains.
you talk about your haircut again. Do the curtains match the drapes, as they used to say back in my hometown?
Bit weird.
Where are you from, Brian?
Have you heard of Dudley in America?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very big around there.
I think a joke would have been made, but you're a hard nut.
To be fair, I did laugh at that an awful lot when it happened.
Brian didn't stop, for one. He just kept going, even despite everything around him was, you know, hinting to him that we'd stopped. Or
I think when a Max character descends into chaos, it's a sight to behold. It's a really special moment.
Who did you prefer, Brian Spieth or Brian Scuppeth?
I'm frightened to say. I'm frightened of the repercussions of crossing one of them.
Either way, you know, they're both sexy as fuck, but they got massive hogs as well.
Any other honourable mentions?
You know, fart noises and poo noises.
Do you know what? There were, and I've forgotten every single one.
We did a couple of good Stephen lies.
What do we have here?
This is a singular banana peel.
Yeah.
I believe Captain Fizz, I was hungover for that day, but looking back, he was great.
Captain Fizz.
Captain Fizz.
And this is how you treat your veterans. You know how difficult it is for someone like this in Navy? Our chief petty officer for years. No one took me seriously.
Honourable mentions. Top moment for me also, Max's gift to Ryan.
That's really...
Yeah, pretty shit year in many ways. And I think, but we did get loads of comments, didn't we, about how, you know, much people enjoyed the podcast during lockdown. And I think, in spite of everything going on, coming here once a week, doing the pod, it's probably been one of my favourite times on the podcast, doing it in this flat here. Just, there's some, yeah, really good characters. A lot of top 10 moments in that time.
And then it's just signing out.
Yeah, see you.
Thank you very much for watching. Let me know where Bean should have been ranked in your list. Thank you. That's all I care about.
Cheers, guys, for watching. And thank you for, you know, being a part of the Stephen Tries podcast.
We got to go. So say goodbye, Buck. Bye, Buck. Say goodbye. Bye.
Fuck off, you smelly bitch.
Sayonara. C'est la vie. I've been Dave.
Stay safe, stay humble, and I'll see you next series. Ciao.
Ryan!
Brilliant.
It's like my mum's fanny in here.
Oh, please don't put that in.
But the mic is still rolling.